Before we dive into today's conversation on business planning and funding, let's take a moment to talk about why having a complete business plan isn't just paperwork. It's the foundation for securing capital and building a sustainable business. When we help clients develop business plans at the SBDC, we emphasize that a strong plan goes far beyond filling in templates. It's a roadmap that communicates your business vision, financial goals, and operational strategy, all of which lenders and investors use to decide whether to trust you with funding. For example, when a small business owner walks into a bank with a well-researched, realistic plan that includes market analysis, sales forecasts, and financial projections, it immediately shows credibility. It tells the lender, "I understand my business, my customers, and my path to profitability." On the other hand, when a plan is incomplete or unclear, it can raise red flags. Missing financial details or vague goals make it difficult for funders to see how their money will be managed or repaid. A complete business plan also helps you as the owner. It forces you to think critically about cash flow, pricing strategy, and growth opportunities before you seek funding. That preparation can make the difference between getting approved for a loan or being told to come back later. And this directly ties into your ability to attract investors or access programs like SBA-backed loans. Funders look for a clear value proposition, a viable market, and sound financial projections. A detailed business plan brings all of that together in one cohesive story. So as you listen to today's episode, think of your business plan not just as a requirement, but as a strategic tool, one that builds confidence, unlocks capital, and sets your business on a clear path to growth. With that in mind, it's time to introduce our episode.
Hi, it's Alex.
And Zoe. Welcome to SBDC Presents
Studio Conversations. Today we sat down with John from City Cuts.
We talked all about his business, some programs he runs, and what goals he has for the future.
Let's talk about it.
Hello, welcome in today. Would you mind introducing yourself and tell us a little bit about your business?
Yes, my name is Jonathan Escueta, and I own City Cuts Barbershop. We have two locations, one in Kutztown and one in Mukunji currently.
And what made you choose those locations?
For Kutztown, it was in the beginning, it was for college kids. I felt like, you know, they needed a barbershop where they could get inner city type of haircuts, you know, and from there, it was just there. They were driving a little too far from Allentown, or to Allentown, to Reading. So I figured, why not bring, you know, the barbershop a little closer. And then from Mukunji's, felt like we needed to expand a little bit, you know, bigger. We had a lot of clientele that was coming from that side of town. So make it a little easier for them, you know, again, it's the convenience of us being there and making it a little more convenient for the drive and, you know, for the families that we do serve, you know, in the community.
Yeah, the convenience is definitely nice.
Yes.
So did that help you inspire the business, or is that just like a side factor that just adds to your inspiration?
Oh, yeah. I think it just added to us. Obviously, just the people that are, you know, always talking about the drive is just a little too far sometimes, you know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and just depends on the traffic. They could, you know, 35 minutes or so. But at the same time, they're still willing to drive. So I said, okay. And a light bulb came, you know, upon me and my team, and we're like, I think it's time to expand. And all of them for sure was like, yeah, let's go, let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's make it happen. So
right
there, when, you know, we're 5 months into that new location.
That's so exciting. Yeah. So what challenges did you have at the beginning of starting it here? And then did they kind of change from the challenges you have now with the new location?
Yeah, definitely. It's like, I won't put it this way. If you're a first kid, right, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. Sometimes you got to wake up in the middle of the night and kind of attend to that kid or feed it or change it. So the first time around was, I think, more capital issue. Obviously, I was 20 years old and I'm not saved up, and trying to look for financing was the biggest thing. The second time around was just got my feet wet. It's a little easier. It's just trying to get everything together with like a blueprints for architects to work on the, you know, the property and the prints and the plans. Those things were the challenges that I expect to have. But once, you know, that was up and running, it's just finding the right guys that fit culturally with what we're trying to do. Those are, you know, I'd say the biggest challenge, you know, right now. But
idea.
Once we find them, we'll be good to go. You know,
was it rewarding to like see how you designed that new studio and have it like come into place different from how like the first studio was?
Oh yeah, it was totally different. It's just like, you know, building a shack compared to like a Taj Mahal type of feel. It was just two different, you know, worlds. The first one I had just two chairs, which is a basic, I think it was like a 27-inch TV with no cable, just like a DVD player. And now we, you know, have like two flat screen TVs, 50 inches with, you know, with, you know, all the streaming devices that you could ask for, you know, Netflix, YouTube, everything's a little easier now, you know, 20 years later. So, right. So
technology.
Yeah, they help. They definitely help. But beforehand, it was just had old couches. Now we got real, you know, waiting chairs and just things upgraded. You know, it's just you got to move with the times.
Yeah, definitely. So with the new location that you have, now that you're looking back at how you set up the old location and how it differs, is there something that you would have maybe done different when you were starting the first one, now that you have started it and then opened the second one?
No, I think I would have kind of kept it very, very simple, you know, for the first time, just because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. One was I didn't want to put too much money into this because I don't know how it's going to turn out. So, you know, being in debt, you know, at a very young age, I'm like, okay, if it doesn't happen or materialize, then I can always restart again. So I didn't want to put too much money into it first. Plus, I didn't have that much money to begin with. So the next time around, I kind of knew what works and what doesn't work. So it was just a lot easier, but I wouldn't change anything just because the growing pains from the first shop to the second location, you know, which you realize, man, it's fun. Like, I think people stress out about the wrong things when opening a business, like, oh, it's not going to go well. They think of all the negative things rather than, so what if it doesn't go well? Yeah. At least the next day you can try to figure out, you know, figure out what can I do better for the next day or the following week or the following month. And then, you know, start playing for next year and stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you have like a proud moment from setting up your business that like you felt like, oh, I really like this was good. I'm glad I did this. It was the best decision for me.
There's just many accomplishments I would want to say. First is like the clients are definitely saying, we finally open, you're finally here. Those are like, oh, we're making it, you know, a little more convenient for them to come through. Second was my family, for sure. They were like just proud of me for, you know, following through with my dreams and just taking the risk, because I know a lot of people don't really just want to take that risk of opening up definitely a second location. And I think for myself, it's a sense of accomplishment that I had, you know, when I was a kid of having my own rather than, you know, working for somebody else, having a regular job. Like this, I can make my own set of rules. Mm-hmm. You know, my time, my schedule, what I want in there, you know, what kind of environment I want to have, you know, and the vibes that, you know, people coming through. So it's just, those are like many accomplishments that I want to say. But I guess the big picture would be if we can all retire from cutting hair or just having a business. Like, that's my big picture. Put all my guys in a situation to, you know, yeah, you love cutting hair, but we can't cut hair forever. You know, because our bodies break down, just like anything. Right, it's going to break down. So I feel like if we're smart enough to invest our money into something, and then hopefully it'll yield later down the line where let the business just work for itself rather than we keep working for the business.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I know your second location is super exciting. Do you have any other exciting updates or anything that you started, anything going through right now?
As of right now, we're working on a product, a brand new product that a facial moisturizer for men, because we don't take care of ourselves, and especially in our face, you know, you know, throughout the day or throughout the week, where sometimes, you know, clients come in, it's like, yo, I have these skin issues. I said, you know, what does your facial regimen look like? You know, do they wash your face every day? Do you use any type of products? And a lot of them just don't even pay attention to that. So I felt like we needed to come up with something new so they can kind of just spray on their face, even in like the first thing in the morning, kind of just, you know, wipe on it and just massage it, and then it'll help you, especially now that it's getting a little colder. So the air is a little, you know, more brisk. So we need a little bit more moisturizer throughout the day and throughout the week, and it'll just help.
Definitely. And I feel like skincare is such a big thing with like women. Taking it into like a men's shop and making stuff for them, that's so nice and inclusive to have, which is great.
Yes. Do you have any? Oh, we do have a bunch of clients who are needing these products and asking for these products. What can I use? What should I, you know, should I go to the store? I said, and those, like, again, another light bulb kind of popped. I'm like, well, why don't we have these products available for them? Something that I kind of work with. We're actually working with a Paisley and Company in town to come up with the product.
I love them.
Yes. Oh my God. They're so wonderful to work with, you know, very diligent and intelligent, and they just know so much. So that it was so easy for me to just, here's my ideas. Here's what we can come up with. And they're like, okay, here's my idea too. And then we kind of collaborate on that. So especially being a local, man, I love supporting local. So
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Do you have like some challenges in making a product versus doing a service based, because your business is kind of service.
Yeah.
And so making a product is a little different. What is that like to kind of do that transition?
This is a little totally different realm that I'm putting myself into. I think the challenge is trying to get the right amount of ingredients in the product where it's more natural based, you know, nothing that's going to deteriorate their face or hurt them in any long term. But I want something more, just something easy. I know for myself, like, I want to do things where it's just convenient in the morning. Something I'm just going to spray on my hands, wipe it off my face, and I'm ready to go. Yeah, you know, obviously for women, it's a little more time consuming. Yes, I get that. Yes. But for us, it's just maybe 30 seconds. We're just out the door.
Yeah.
Something simple and something easy that, you know, and a lot of our clients are asking, do you have anything for that? Or do you suggest anything? So, like I said, it's just kind of light bulb, man, that I needed to have in the shop, and then hopefully it'll take off.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll do great.
Yeah.
Especially the ease of it. Like, that is, so if I could just do something easy like that, I would.
All right, yes.
I really love that.
Good.
I also wanted to talk to you about your programs that you have going. I know you have the one with the kids where they read the stories. You want to tell us about that a little bit?
Sure. The Books by Kids program is near and dear to me. We started in like about 2017, and I blew up in 2019. We kind of went viral, and you know, here and there, there's little pockets of it does kind of go viral once again. But to me, it's just the very simple fact that we're able to help kids. The fear of public speaking or the fear of just speaking out, those were near and dear to me. So I wanted something that's going to a little bit easier in the shop for them to introduce themselves, you know, speaking up. They're not even realizing that they are because they're reading to the barber.
Yeah.
You know, but meanwhile, there's a bunch of people listening to them read in the chair. So if they can do it, you know, in that type of public space, what's being standing in front of a mic or talking to their parents or their coaches, speaking up in front of their teammates. So this is why I really wanted to implement something in the shop. So something so simple and something easy.
Yeah.
Plus $3 for them to read, man, it's just like a great incentive.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about what can I do with my $3, or I could save it, you know, buy a motorcycle or buy a scooter or a drum set. There's so many things that kind of involve with that simple idea. Now that it's just kind of taken off in like a life on its own, you know, so it's great for the kids, definitely.
Do you find that parents like come in specifically for that program? Or do you think that you guys suggest it more than they like come?
Well, in the Kutztown location, we were known for that more, but in the Macungie, they haven't really been introduced to that. So we kind of get them, you know, started on like, hey, would you be interested in reading a little bit more than, you know, just getting a haircut? And then the parents are all about it, like, oh, wow, I didn't know you guys even started something like this. You know, for them to really see it like, their confidence, you know, throughout, not just like the first time they're reading, but the second and the third. And the kids are now looking forward to come in, and sometimes they bring their own books.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, they bring their own books, so it's a little easier for them. But we do have a library in the shop, you know, to kind of choose in.
Yeah.
But we target kids who are very, very shy.
Yeah.
The ones who aren't even want to speak up. And then maybe like 3-4 years old to get them started a little early. Because once they become teenagers, like, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But I do have a book for them that I recently bought about negotiate your best deal. It's about looking to purchase a car. So
that's nice.
I know that, you know, because now they're looking into that space where I might need a car. Well, we could give you a little insight on how to get your best deal if you are purchasing a car.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any other services or programs you want to talk about?
At the moment, it's just we do a lot of mentorship outside of the shop also. So we do go to these, our clients, we call them clients, but our kids, We want to be like a mentor, like big brother, big sister to them if we can. Mm-hmm. So we go to their games, the football games, basketball games, anything that they're, you know, we want to be a part of their lives too. So they look forward to us. And then, you know, it's funny that our parents sometimes look for us for guidance on how to deal with how to discipline their kids.
Yeah.
And then obviously when you're a parent, you're like, my kid is not listening to me. We understand that as parents, we do to our kids sometimes don't listen to us, but if they have a coach or somebody that they look forward to seeing and, you know, kind of give them a little insight, like, yo, you don't got to act this way, man. It's really not that bad.
Yeah.
You know, and then like, oh, okay. I just kind of shift their mindset a little bit. And we get more respect for whatever reason.
Yeah.
We get more respect to them, obviously, because we're kind of their hair.
Yeah.
You know, but
they got to trust you.
A little bit more, you know, but then the parents, like, it's just like, oh, thank you very much for, you know, handling it this way. But yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
It's easy for us, but we want that responsibility. We want that role model responsibility for the kids. You know, make it a little easier for the parents.
That's super nice. I love your guys' connection to community. Like every time I hear about people talking about you guys, it just sounds so great.
It's easy for us. You know, like we want that that role to be able to just anybody who come into our shop to be like, man, yo, can you just help us out? Whatever you need. With basketball drills, football drills, anything that involves, you know, kids, we're all about it.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
Do you have any goals coming up for the next couple of years that you're trying to really hit and aim for?
Definitely possibly another location later down the line if we can get to it. The media goal for the next 2 years is definitely just to fill up the shop, you know, with like-minded barbers. Again, we're trying to build that culture to where they fit in and we fit in their lives also. Not everyone fits our culture and want to be part of it, which is fine. You know, we're definitely a team aspect. I look at it as like a team of basketball players, but we just happen to cut hair. You know, so I tend to use the word like we like to pass the ball. We like to, for you to score just like me, you know, getting an assist. Because if you just score by yourself, you're happy. But if I pass you the ball and you score, I'm happy that I gave you the basketball and then that you scored. Exactly. So, you know, team aspect, I love that part of it. And again, from coming from a basketball background, we try to just instill that into the guys that's coming in. And like I said, you got to learn our offense. You got to learn our defense. You know, once they understand that part, it's like, oh, okay, you guys are totally different. And we had two new barbers that came in. It was like very, very surprised how we ran things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I love that you guys are doing this for that, you know, doing this for us. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
The question is why is just because we like to pass the ball.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. And, you know, we like to feed them. And at the same time, it's just mind-blowing that other businesses aren't being ran this way.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's like a missing piece to that. So we want to be able to, you know, just open as many doors as possible for the young barbers and, you know, coming up. And possibly a barber school later down the line.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, you know.
Especially with the school here. I
yes.
feel like you can make good connections with that.
Oh my God! Yeah, you know, it might be so much easier for students. I mean, I'm still a student. You know, I'm never stopped learning.
Yeah.
So whatever I could do to facilitate that for anybody who's 18 or even somebody who's 40 years old who wants to be a barber, you know, why not?
Yeah. What's some advice that you have for other people that are looking to start a new small business or looking to start any kind of business?
Yeah. To me, just dive into it. You know, things are difficult in the very beginning because it's just overwhelming. But if you just take it one day at a time and one step at a time, I know it's very cliche, but that one step, you know, will just lead you to the next step. And it's like when you're walking, you don't think of, I'm going to get to, you know, to university by jumping through hoops and stuff. Sometimes you got to walk there. Then eventually you'll be able to ride a scooter, right?
Yeah.
Then your car. Then hopefully you may take a helicopter there one day, you know. But you got to take that, right? You got to take that first step, though. So it's a little easier, but dive into it and then the right people will come and help along the way, which now we have a bunch of resources. Again, I didn't really have SBDC, you know, right there when I first started. Now I know I can go to you guys for anything and I could even send people to you guys, which is so much easier now that I seem like I have all the answers, which I don't, you know, but with you guys, you know, being so helpful, it's so much easier for me to hear. They have all the help. They have all the answers. Whatever you need, they could take care of you. So I'm just like that middleman now.
Yeah, we love to help people. Keep sending them
exactly.
to us. We'll keep helping
I got you. I got a lot more people that's in the back pocket that's like, I'm thinking about starting a business. And I'm like, I got the right people for you.
Yeah.
Man, so easy.
Do it. Yeah. Here's the way to
exactly.
Help.
Yeah. Yep.
What's something that helped you stay motivated when you were starting your business? Because I know it comes with a lot of challenges,
yeah.
lots of hardship. So what kept you like going throughout the whole process?
For me, it's basically trying to mentor the new barbers, because I know what it felt like starting new, like not knowing which way do I want to go? How do I want to make the shop feel, this and that? So I know what it's like for, because me, when I started off as a barber apprentice, it was a kind of dog eat dog world type of, you know, it wasn't really like a team thing. Now that I felt like I built this up to where we are a team aspect, so much easier to bring somebody who's brand new. Oh man, you guys are doing this for us. It's like, oh yeah, that makes me excited and wants to, you know, I look forward to each and new day to like, where's this new barber coming through? Where are they coming from? Like, am I going to get a call from somebody who wants to be part of our team or to be, you know, just a barber period, you know? So it's just, that to me was just exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where can some people find you? I know they can find you at your locations.
Yeah.
If you want to say where those are.
Sure.
Or your social media, your websites.
In Kutztown, it's 126 West Main Street. And in McKenzie, it's 1322 Truxtown Road, McKenzie, PA. Obviously, the best way to reach us is through our email, citycutsbarbershop@gmail.com, or through our Instagram page, citycutsbarbershop, or our website, or give us a call. You know, however you see fit, whatever you, makes you comfortable to reach out, DM me on Instagram, direct message, face-to-face would probably be a little easier so I can remember. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But any way you can reach me, please free.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be shy. Yeah.
And what's one thing about your business that you want people to take away from this or remember?
The one thing that I would want to is those guys are helpful. They have a welcoming environment, and they gave great haircuts.
You do. I've seen them. Yes,
I've
seen them in person,
I try, man. I try.
So how did we at the SBDC help you at the beginning and mentor you, and how do we help you kind of now?
You guys do a great job of mentoring me throughout the beginning stages, especially like a business plan, something that, you know, a new business owner won't know that they need to have in order to go for a financial, you know, any capital. Sometimes you're going to have questions about how do I get a capital for equipment or a capital for the building or for the property. And, you know, having a business plan will help you with that. And they're from step one to step 100, SBDC was the person, not one person,
yeah.
but the whole was there to help me throughout. And they're very, very helpful with just any question that you might have. And financially, they can have connections with different banks. That's a really big thing that's going to open the doors for anybody who's trying to get in business or who want to open up a new business. They have so many connections that you don't even know of and that know so many people. That, you know, Lorena, the Rachels of the world that are just willing to give you all these insights. And please take advantage of it because they want you to take advantage of that. SBDC has been a great mentor for me and will continue to be. And hopefully I'll be able to pass that along to others.
Yeah, we like to help everyone we can.
Yes.
We like to help everyone with anything they need to help them get past those challenges because it is super challenging for people. And so we want to take away those challenges so it can be more fun for them
exactly.
to start a business and own a business and do the things they want
to
do with it.
Well, I kind of look at it as like if you go to an amusement park, right? Sometimes you're a little scared to go on a certain ride. Why? Because it looks so high and intimidating. Mm-hmm. But if you have somebody, a buddy along that's kind of just going to help you along the way, just like SBDC is a buddy of mine, that hey, it's a little easier for me to kind of go through this roller coaster with you rather than just doing it by yourself.
Okay, so I think that's all I have for you today. It was so nice to see you and have you in. And hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much for this. Man, this has been fun. I'm looking forward to more podcasts coming up in the future.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you very much.